Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Dr. K. Duray-Raj. I'm a facial plastic surgeon and a beauty expert. I am located in Los Angeles, California. You can find me on my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K, and my website, the same name, beautybydrk.com. And I'm going to teach you all about the science of beautiful, vital, sexy skin at every age. And today, let's do a 5-Minute Friday. So let's talk about Retin-A, the amazing wrinkle smoother. This is what every woman over age 30 should be using. So I want to go over with you guys some of the facts about Retin-A and some of the myths about Retin-A, because there are a lot of myths. This week alone, I've had 4 or 5 patients tell me that, well, isn't it true that you shouldn't use Retin-A if you're going out in the sun or during the summertime? So categorically, the answer to that is no. Once again, I put every woman over 30 on Retin-A products. Retin-A, prescription Retin-A, has been widely studied and is one of the only proven ingredients to help prevent fine lines, wrinkles, and improve tone, texture, and the padding and elasticity of the skin. All of us are going to go through aging, whether we like it or not, and many of us are going to end up with skin a lot like our moms or grandmoms if we don't start using some great interventions like Retin-A, for example. So let's start with the basics. So everything that has retinol in it is not the same. It's not true that any ingredients starting with the letter R, like retinol, retinoic acid, Retin-A, they all do the same thing. No, that's not true. The prescription formulas contain retinoic acid. That's the magic ingredient that fights visible aging. Non-prescription alternatives are kind of forms of that, but they need to be converted into retinoic acid by the skin at the cellular level. Over-the-counter retinols are much more gentle than retinoic acid. They do the same thing, but they take a lot longer to work, and they don't really achieve the same amount of change at the cellular level. And it's great if you're using oil of Olay that has retinol. Amazing. I'm so glad that you're putting something wonderful on your face. That is a great first step. That's something you can find at Target. Every woman at least do that. However, for those of you that are really skincare fanatics like myself that want the best available ingredients, you're gonna wanna go for prescription grade physician strength products. So definitely don't just go for the pro retinols that you find in over the counter Sephora and Nordstrom's and Target brands. Those are gentler. They're also weaker by a lot. And that includes like Rodan and Fields. Remember, the best quality retinols are found in the physician's office. You can try my Diamond Line Refine. That is amazing. If you want to see true transformation of your skin, use a retinol that you're going to use every single night because it's gentle. Mine has lots of green tea, botanicals, and ingredients that prevent irritation. One of the biggest downfalls with Retin-A is the irritation and sensitivity that people get. So using a Retin-A that's gentle is going to be the way to go because you'll use it every day because you love it. Next up, do Retin-A's work by exfoliating your skin? They do. There's often some peeling and some redness when you start retinol and Retin-A products. All of them do cause that, and that is a form of exfoliation. The peeling is why people start looking better. So mild exfoliation, mild flaking and peeling is to be expected when you start a Retin-A. You should not give up. You should power through those 2 weeks of mild flaking and peeling. Definitely when you do that, you're gonna get exfoliation of dull, pigmented skin, fine lines, wrinkles, and bring that newer skin up to the surface. So it is true that retinoids work by exfoliating your skin, and it's very important that you kind of work through that first few weeks of being on them with extra moisturizer, and again, using an extra gentle version that's pharmaceutically, cosmeceutically elegant, that's not gonna irritate you a lot. Now, the next myth I wanna go over is one where people say they shouldn't wear retinoids during the daytime because the sun is out. Well, it's definitely true that you need to have sun protection and retinoids make you more sun sensitive. However, it's super important to stay on retinols year round. So if you're using a good quality sunscreen in the morning, there's no reason you can't use Retin-A through the summer. Every night at bedtime, you should still stay on it. Retinols should be applied after you wash your face, there used to be some evidence that people thought that applying it to wet skin increased sensitivity, and that is just not the case anymore. So if it's easy for you to pop that on after you wash your face at night, go ahead and do it. It's okay to apply retinoids to dry skin. Next mythology is that you can't take your retinol on a vacation. You definitely can. If you're going to Hawaii or you're going to be in a super hot climate, I would say probably you don't need to use your Retin-A every night, and you may not want to use it at all that week. However, a change in climate won't suddenly make your skin react poorly. Definitely, if you're using sunscreen, you can take your retinol with you. Remember, if you're going to go for ultra hot sun environments, pause your retinol on vacation and resume it later. But if you're going someplace where it's relatively calm and you can use sunscreen, you are allowed to use it all throughout the week. Next up, what about retinol around the eyes? Not only can you use it, but you really should use it. That's where lots of sun damage and skin crinkling shows up. And studies have shown that people who apply retinoids right up to their eyes, on their eyelids, get the best results. Less likely to have crepey upper eyelids and more likely to have beautiful smoothness around the eyes with less crow's feet. You can definitely try an eye cream that has retinol in it, like mine. I have one that's called Revitalize, and it has a really amazing amount of retinol, enough to improve skin quality, but not enough to cause irritation. Remember that it's not true that retinoids plateau after 6 months. Your results should continue to improve regularly. And once you've gotten used to one level of retinol, you can definitely amp up. If you're doing prescription retinol, start at a low grade 0.05%, work up to a 0.1%. So gradual amplification of prescription retinols is recommended for retinoids. If you're using a cosmeceutical brand, then definitely you can amplify your results by, as you notice that you're reaching a plateau, to go up to the next higher level or increase your frequency of use. I like to use retinols after peels. Peels remove the top two or three layers of dull and damaged skin, and then your retinol can really penetrate nicely, giving you amazing results. So there you have it. Those are some great facts about Retin-A, retinoids, and the number one thing you can do to prevent visible aging. Remember, all women over age 30, all men over age 30 should be using retinoids. And if you're not, check out our website for some more information. That is your Fountain of Youth product. So there you have it. Thanks so much for tuning in to my 5-Minute Friday, and you can catch me on Tuesdays for a longer podcast. And my name is Dr. K. Durairaj, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K and my website, the same name, beautybydrkay.com. Stay beautiful.